This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
If you're just now joining us, three people are dead after a shooting at a Target parking lot in Northwest Austin. At least one person is also injured. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from the store.
Austin police received a hotshot call at 2:15 p.m. Police Chief Lisa Davis says they arrived on scene at the Target on Research Boulevard 4 minutes later.
The suspect stole a car from the scene, wrecked that car, then hijacked another car. He was then found by Austin PD in South Austin, where he was taken into custody after a tasing.
It's believed the owner of the first car stolen is one of the three killed.
We have a male white suspect who appears to be 32 years of age, does have a mental health history.
No word on motive or how he got the gun. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, we're getting more information now on a shooting after a fight at Collin College's housing complex.
The shooting happened Sunday night at around 8 when the police got to the parking lot of the dorms on Collin College. They found a man suffering from at least two gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital and was expected to recover. Investigators tell us 23-year-old Courtney Johnson got into a verbal argument with the victim, which escalated quickly. They say Johnson pulled out a gun, shot the victim before running off. He hid in an apartment before eventually coming out, where he was arrested. Both Johnson and the victim are registered students at the school. We still don't know if the two knew each other. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, school's back in session for several DFW communities. That includes Garland, where parents dropped off kids at B.H. Freeman Elementary.
She's excited to go to school. I will miss them, though. I'll miss you being home with me.
Tough time for you or for them?
For me.
They're ready to be back in school, ready to learn, ready to see all their friends.
It was a long summer. Since last week, they were already wanting to go back to school.
The three largest local school districts, they open tomorrow. That includes Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington.
No quorum in Austin. Democrats spent another week away from the Capitol to keep Republicans from passing the new congressional maps. Dustin Burroughs, the House Speaker, says they've sent out DPS across the state to look for the lawmakers. They set up outside their homes doing surveillance, and they call them a bunch of times.
We also want to thank the public. Many have submitted tips about whereabouts of absent members.
Democrats camped out in Illinois, California, New York, Massachusetts, and they say they're not coming back as long as those maps are still on the table.
Well, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says on Sunday that it would be illegal for President Trump to order the FBI to arrest Texas state Democratic officials for fleeing their state to halt Republican redistricting efforts. Pritzker vowed to protect Texas Democrats who fled to Illinois to prevent a quorum in the Texas legislature necessary to vote on the new voting map.
We are protecting those Texas House Democrats, and they are protecting, frankly, the entire country.
And he also is accusing Governor Abbott of violating the Voting Rights Act, which ensures fair representation for minorities in election maps.
Faith leaders in Dallas respond to the city stopping some DEI.
A number of faith leaders and former members of the Dallas City Council are speaking out as the city pauses the programs to be in line with Trump administration guidelines that could result in the city losing about $300 million. Former Mayor Pro Tem Omar Narvaez says he knows firsthand how these programs help people like him.
I'm gay, I'm Latino, and I didn't grow up with a whole bunch of money.
A current council member said there's been no vote, and they are hoping that they will be able to keep the same programs just by using different language to stay in line with the federal guidelines. Several cities have done away with the programs entirely, but Dallas is using different language by pausing them. From Dallas City Hall, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, authorities in Greenville, just east of Dallas, are hoping someone can help them solve a weekend murder. 47-year-old Derek Davis was found shot to death Saturday night.
Suspect involved in this incident remains at large, and we're really relying on witnesses that were there, possibly there, to help identify and help us investigate this case more thoroughly.
Lieutenant Brandon West says Davis was shot several times.
Back to school time for many districts across North Texas. Now, last week, we spoke with the new superintendent of schools in Fort Worth. Earlier this morning, we got a look ahead to the coming school year in Mesquite. And right now, we continue in the series with Dr. Mike Waldrop. He is superintendent of schools in the ever-growing Frisco ISD. And he told us this is going to be a very interesting year thanks to what's been going on in Austin.
Anytime you come off of a legislative year, there are usually a lot of changes in laws and policies and things like that. And this year was particularly full of changes. And so we have spent the last 2 months, I guess, in a pretty much of a fast-paced state, trying to get everything ready to go for the first day of school. So there's been a lot of activity creating communications and taking things to our board for approval. So it's been a very, hectic and a lot of fast-paced things going on right now in public education for us to try to get ready for the school year.
Yeah, and one of the biggest changes is going to be the cell phone ban there. How are you guys dealing with that? Are all your teachers up to date? And what challenges does that present?
Well, it's significant. We have had for years in Frisco ISD a bring your own device policy. And we have supplied students with a device, usually with a Chromebook or an iPad, but we've also allowed them to use their cell phones in various situations. So it's going to be a significant difference for everyone, not just teachers, but I think more so for parents and students. And like all the other districts, I think in Texas, we've all adopted very similar policies where the phones can't be used during the day. And it's not just phones. It's Apple Watches, it's earbuds, it's anything connected to a device like that that's not issued by the school. So we've spent a lot of time communicating with our parents and with our students. We've done training with our administrative teams on our campuses and with our teachers. If anything, we've over-communicated this issue, and we'll continue to do that. But it's been a significant change for everyone, I think.
You know, you have mentioned that you and other big districts around the state have dealt with one significant issue is enrollment. And you guys have adopted new transfer options that allow students that you hope will solve some of these issues. How is that going, and are you seeing that work out so far? I know it's early, but still, have you seen any progress there?
Well, we have. We've had several hundred students apply and be accepted. We had quite a few show interest, and then it ended up being several hundred families chose to enroll their students in Frisco. So it has been very successful. Now, initially, we're only accepting kids from kindergarten through seventh grade, but this year we plan on taking a proposal to our board to expand that into the high school. So we are anticipating that we will see probably several hundred more students show interest in coming to Frisco ISD in the future.
And just in case you're wondering why it didn't come up in our conversation with Dr. Waldrop, I just want you to know that the district is under a gag order concerning the Austin Metcalf Carmelo Anthony case.
Yeah. That's a big elephant in the room that I was looking. I was going to say, how you get past that? And they wouldn't even,
We can't talk about it.
Yeah,
legally.
They can't answer any questions about that. That happened on April 2nd, by the way. Mm-hmm. So that's been a while. Carmelo Anthony facing a murder charge in that case. School is starting again. In fact, most of the big districts, it's this week, either today or tomorrow. And so we're going to get into that. The next hour, we're going to talk to the superintendent in Frisco, and we're going to start off the 10 o'clock hour right now with Dr. Angel Rivera, the superintendent of Mesquite Schools. He's with us right now. Dr. Rivera, dozens of districts, as we said, they're welcoming students back to the classroom this week. You guys, first day is tomorrow, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, first day. What's it like for you? Does it get any easier as we go along?
Well, every year is different, brings different intricacies. And you know that with the finishing of the 89th legislature, there's a lot of legislation that needs to occur and implement in our schools. But these are exciting times. We love welcoming our kids and our community back into our buildings.
Well, you mentioned it, the legislature. One of the biggest changes that you're going to have is the cell phone thing. Talk a little bit about the challenges that might pose for teachers.
Well, absolutely. House Bill 1481 brings a lot of challenges, but I got to tell you, it is a little refreshing in going into this because of the disruptions that we've seen in past years. The teachers are going to, I've been checking with some of the other districts that already opened school, and it hasn't been as much of a hindrance and of a difficult time as we probably expected it to be. So we are looking at, in Mesquite, we're not trying to make this a punitive effort. We will follow HB 1481, but the cell phone, smartwatch, headphones, the earbuds, tablets, they'll be in the student's possession. Something that I want to accentuate to the kids is that, you know, reassure them is that students will have access to their phones in case of an emergency. That's why we're not putting them in a bag somewhere, retaining them in the morning. They're going to be in their backpacks turned off. And if they were to use it during an emergency situations, guided by trained staff, they will have access to their phones and be able to communicate if need to.
That's the interesting. I know some districts, they're collecting them at the door, but the kids will have them, like in their pocket or in their backpack. They can take them into class. They just can't use them.
Absolutely. They will have it in their backpacks. And just think about it this way. We live in an age where technology is accessible to us, right, as we come to work. Why I just don't believe in taking them away and putting them somewhere. They should learn, much like we do in our workplace. I can't be in my phone 24/7, right? So we gotta instill that responsibility in them that the phones are appropriate. I use my phone. I leverage it to do my job better and use it as a method and as a tool. But they will have it in their backpacks and they will have access to it at the conclusion of the instructional day, as the law describes.
You guys, your voters at least, passed a $600 million bond package. What are you guys planning to do with that? How's that going to affect the district?
Oh, absolutely. We want to thank our voters first and foremost for the vote of assurance in that. But yes, North Mesquite facade renovation design was approved by the board and 2 months ago. And so our most visible campus, North Mesquite High School, will get a little bit of a facelift in addition to removing all portables in the back and expanding and building an F5 rated tornado shelter. We also have installed new perimeter fencing for elementary school and playgrounds. That's a big safety initiative to protect our most vulnerable students. And then because we are exploding in the south side of Mesquite with the new Solterra subdivision, among others, we're completing classroom expansions at Gentry Elementary and more expansions to come at some of the campuses in the south side as a result of this bond 2025.
And this caught my eye, a leadership program brand new in Mesquite for third graders, a third grade leadership program. How does that work?
Well, absolutely. So one of the things that we've been looking at, we always want students to own their learning, own their path. But we started to deal and think that leadership was intrinsic, right? That you either had it or you didn't. Well, we're taking a different spin to it. We added curriculum lessons to the curriculum, and we're teaching our students how to be leaders of themselves. There's three levels of leadership: leading self, leading others, and leading change. At least everyone, every good citizen in Mesquite should be able to lead themselves, and that's what we're starting to teach our kids. How do you lead yourself so you can chart your path in school, own your learning, and then become anything that you want to become? And so we're starting in third grade. Every third grader in Mesquite will participate in this as through integrated learning experiences, because third grade is a pivotal year. At third grade, you should already be reading at grade level, and so we'll start you there and move you forward on that trajectory.
And I have to ask, I'm asking all of the superintendents this, your memories as a kid of the first day of school, were you one of those ones who loved getting back, or did you dread it?
No, I loved school because I had a lot of friends. I was involved in sports, academic activity, extracurriculars, so I could not wait for school to start. To interact. I'm a very social being, and so as a result of that, I love school. I was excited about that first day of school. I was so nervous and anxious that I couldn't sleep the night before.
You know, it's good. Every superintendent I've asked, they say that they were one of the ones who loved getting back to school. That explains the career choice for all of these educators.
Maybe, right? That's what we're here. And I will tell you, I'm just as excited today as I was as a kid welcoming our kids tomorrow. One thing that my executive team and I do is we visit all 52 schools. We divide and conquer. Every year, I still want to be part of that first day experience. So we have about 9 campuses that each of us visit so we can see that excitement, see those smiling faces and those educators and greet them at the door.
Superintendent of Mesquite Schools, Dr. Angel Rivera, is with us on KRLD. Dr. Rivera, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes to speak with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, and have a great school year coming up.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.